KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 56 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 73. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, Dr. Carl Hunt, a native of Atlantic and who graduated from the Atlantic High School in 1971 and a 30-year member of the University of Idaho faculty, was recently honored by that university's Alumni Association for his service to the university and to the Idaho beef industry. After retiring as head of the university's Animal Science Department, Hunt continued to lead a Steer a Year program in which the state's cattle producers and other supporters annually donate steers to support animal science student scholarships and beef cattle research. Award nomination letters emphasized Hunt's enthusiastic work with students both inside and outside the classroom, even after he'd assumed the duties of department head. That included industry tours for students, linking them with potential employers in both cattle operations and related industry companies, and his work with individual cattle producers across the state. The Idaho Cattlemen Association also recently named Hunt as Industry Leader of the Year for his work with the state's industry. Idaho's Steer a Year program not only provides scholarship, steer donors receive awards in accord with how their donated steers performed in the feedlot and at harvest in gain per day, carcass cutability, leanness, and product value. 2 years ago, Hunt and his wife Maria established the Hunt Family Beef Education and Research Foundation to ensure continued support to the beef cattle program of the university. Hunt is the son of the late Jim and Gertrude Hunt of Atlantic, and he and his brother and sister maintain land interests in the Atlantic area. The City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment will conduct a public hearing next Monday morning at 7:30 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. And during the hearing, the Board will consider a variance application by Lyle Brown at 802 Spruce Street in Atlantic that would allow for the construction of a residential storage shed not conforming to accessory setback requirements as stated in the zoning ordinance. The public may comment in person at the hearing, again that's next Monday, or they may submit written comments in advance to the City Clerk's Office at 23 East 4th Street in Atlantic. Questions may be addressed to the Zoning Administrator John Lund at 243-4810. The Neola Henschel Watersheds Project, along with the Harrison County and West Pottawatomie County Soil and Water Conservation Districts, are sponsoring a meeting on implementing Iowa's nutrient reduction strategy in the Less Soils region. That'll be held Tuesday, June the 9th at the Minden Community Club from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Dr. Matt Helmer is professor of Department of the Agriculture and Biosystems Engineering at Iowa State University, and Jamie Benning, ISU Extension and Outreach Water Quality Program Manager, will be the featured speakers. Iowa's nutrient reduction strategy is 2 years old, and the initial reaction and burst of energy, they say, has passed, and the state continues to direct funds toward water quality projects. In terms of helping to comply with a nutrient reduction strategy, officials say the nature of the problem in the Less Soils region is different than the rest of the state, requiring different solutions. The lion's share of the burden is on agricultural producers and landowners, but everyone, they say, has a share of the problem and a share of the solution. If you'd like more information about the Neola Henschel Watersheds Project, contact West Pottawatomie County Soil and Water Conservation District at 712-328-2489, extension 3. The Neola Henschel Creeks Watershed Project is supported in part by the Iowa Watershed Improvement Fund, administered by the Iowa Watershed Improvement Review Board, and with the support from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship Division of Soil Conservation. Three rural Iowa counties targeted in a federal lawsuit by a Des Moines water utility have filed a response denying that they contribute to high nitrate levels in rivers. The Des Moines Register reports that Buena Vista, Calhoun, and Sac counties submitted the response on May 22nd. The lawsuit filed earlier this year said the three counties should be required to obtain federal water pollution discharge permits because they released nitrate pollutants into rivers much like regulated factories. The nitrate comes from fertilizer and manure from 1.2 million hogs and a million turkeys that spread on the fields in the counties. Des Moines Water Works also seeks $900,000 it spent in 2013 and $540,000 this year to operate an expensive treatment program to remove nitrates from the water. A new pork processing plant planned for Sioux City is 2 years away, but area schools have already started planning for the possible surge in enrollment. The Sioux City Journal says the $264 million Seaboard Triumph food plant is expected to employ more than 1,000 people when it opens in 2017. Sioux City Superintendent Paul Gausman said his district is expecting between 200 and 500 additional students. Gausman said the district plans to study its needs closely over the next year to determine if any schools should be expanded and when new schools will be needed. Several other area districts, including the Sergeant Bluff Luton, Bishop Heelan Catholic, and South Sioux City districts, had expansion projects in the works before the pork plant was announced that will help with growth. Organizers of a long-planned Christian theme park in Sioux City have dedicated the newly opened green space thanks to private donations. The Shepherd's Garden has opened with plants, walkways, plaques bearing Bible verses, and three crosses. It fills what had been an empty lot where an abandoned YWCA once stood. A dedication ceremony was held inside the neighboring First Presbyterian Church last week. Representatives with the Shepherd's Garden Foundation expressed gratitude to the more than 100 donors who founded the $900,000 project. The group turned down a $140,000 State Vision Iowa grant last year after the Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation complained. The group said awarding public money to a project intended for religious worship violated the U.S. and Iowa constitutions. Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department today said there were three arrests over the weekend and one juvenile referred to other authorities. Officials say early Sunday morning, 33-year-old Natasha Woody of Creston was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Woody was later released on a $2,000 bond. Sunday night, 23-year-old Brandon Case of Creston was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Last Friday night, Creston police arrested 19-year-old Jacob Davis of Creston for interference with official acts, OWI first offense, and reckless driving. Davis, who was arrested near the intersection of Highway 34 and Division Streets, was later released on $1,000 bond. At about the same time and place, 18-year-old Hunter Miller of Creston was arrested for interference with official acts and public intoxication. He was later released from custody on a $300 bond. On Friday afternoon, 14-year-old Sheldon Jones of Creston was referred to juvenile services on a fourth-degree theft charge. Jones was then released to the custody of a parent. And Creston police say a resident in the 800 block of West Howard Street reported Saturday that someone took her checkbook and forged multiple checks on the account. The incidents occurred between April 1st and May 23rd. The loss was estimated at nearly $3,359. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.